Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
You're listening to KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Sometimes when I'm out at a restaurant, I look around and make up stories about the people there. I don't know if that's a thing you do, but I wonder if they're celebrating something or reconnecting with old friends or maybe on a first date. Well, there's a restaurant here in Tacoma where you can feed that craving. It's called Over the Moon Cafe, and it's a nice place. Lamps, tablecloths, ribeye on the menu. But on each table, you'll find a little box. And in those boxes, you'll find handwritten notes left by other diners. They are on the backs of receipts, or the torn corners of an envelope, or business cards, or whatever people have in their pockets. And you know that someone sat here before you, scribbled on a little piece of paper, stuck it in the box, and waited for someone like you to open it up and read it. Just like this.
All these notes are about love that hasn't died. This is about love that is just beginning. And my God, am I falling for this quirky jazz guitarist sitting next to me? I cannot wait to see where this adventure takes us. Here's to life and everyone who reads this note. That's on the Grand Cinema courtesy pass.
That's Deanna Bender reading just one of the anonymous notes at Over the Moon Cafe. She opened the place 18 years ago when she was unhappy at her job, going through a divorce, trying to raise two kids. She told KNKX's Kari Plogue that in running the restaurant, she has found what she was meant to do.
Growing up in a family that every Sunday we gathered at Grandma's house and enjoyed each other's company and spent moments and made memories. My grandmother fed us. She would stop everything and feed us. And it just was a passion. I loved feeding my family. I loved having friends over and celebrating stuff and making meals. And the kudos I got from that felt so good. And it was kind of natural. It didn't feel like work.
How did this whole letters and boxes thing get started?
I had a game. It was a box. It was called Tic-Tac-Toe. It was a ceramic box and had little frogs on it. Had it on a table, and the pieces went missing. The little frogs went missing. And in their place, notes started to appear in this little box. I'll never forget the day. My server was like, Deanna, look, did you see these notes in this box? And we're looking at them like, oh, my God, that is so cool. So it was nothing that I anticipated would happen. But it was such an organic thing. It just started to happen. So I got a couple more little boxes, and those started to fill up. So it was just very natural.
I mean, what was it about it that made you lean into it?
The things that people were writing was just amazing to me, that people would share their hopes, their dreams, their favorite quotes. It was just such a positive thing. I mean, why wouldn't you just encourage that, you know?
Are there any regulars that they're kind of experiencing life along with you? Do you feel like you've gotten to know some of these people in that way?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of engagements in the restaurant. We've had weddings in the restaurant. You know, all parts of life have kind of occurred. Customers that, you know, wives have passed away, husbands have passed away, grandchildren have been born. So they're sharing those things in these little notes. And my son and my daughter grew up here, too. They were quite young when I opened. So a lot of people remember my kids growing up. It's going to make me cry. They would sit in the corner and do homework while I was working. And then my daughter got old enough to serve tables, and she grew up here. This is like their third sibling.
Do you feel like you know some of these people, even though you don't know them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, so many of these people remind me of me and my life situations, and in anticipation of situations as well. You know, this human condition we all have. And it's reassuring to know you're not alone, you know, with all of these experiences. Life happens. And to have people say, you know, even in the hardest of times, remember to hold on, that it's going to be okay. It's just a moment. It's just a day. It's just a year that this too shall pass. And that's what a lot of what's in these notes. And it's nice to know we're not alone.
In that spirit, here's Deanna reading one more note.
I sat here tonight and found a letter written by a soldier who ate here with his love the night before he shipped out for deployment. As a soldier myself, who's spending the time here with his wife for their 6th anniversary and 3 deployments later, it struck me deeply. The letter tells of the time of love and joy and the tribulation ahead. I then read the back, a letter from the wife. As I read, I knew no matter what had happened through this soldier's deployment, he was coming home to a family that would save him from any depths of sadness. For the rest of my meal, I stared at my wife and remembered why I married her and am still with her 6 years later. I remembered that she, too, awaited my return as I sailed away in a faraway land. I remember she, too, raised my newborn daughter for 5 months as I was away. And I remembered she, too, welcomed me upon my return and cherished the time ever since. As you read this, there has been great times and hard times, fun times and scary times. There has been times we spoke about separation. In times we held on to each other as if the world was going to end that very hour. Through all these times, we are here having a great meal and reading some words from a soldier to his wife, some words that made our night, day, life just a little bit better. Oh, gosh.
Deanna Bender, reading one of the thousands of notes written by the people who eat at her restaurant, Over the Moon Cafe. It's in Tacoma, tucked away in Opera Alley. KNKX's Kari Ploeg did that interview, and she has a personal story about one of those notes, which you can read online at knkx.org.